This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Japan is hiking its national sales tax from 5% all the way to 8%. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us from Tokyo to explain why and what it means. Hello, Rupert.
Hello, Mark.
So explain the thinking behind this sales tax increase.
Well, the real driving force behind this is the aging of Japan's population, and Japan's population is aging very rapidly. We're already near to 25% of the population over 65. By the middle of the century, that will be closer to 40% of the population. But Japan's public finances are in a disastrous state. Taxes currently only cover about half government spending every year. Japan has the biggest public debt in the developed world, more than 220% of gross domestic product. So something has got to be done to try and get Japan's public finances back in order.
Now, this is also going to raise the price that consumers pay when they shop. What about the concern that this will be a drag on consumer spending and hurt the economy?
That is the huge downside of this, and the huge risk of this decision is that Japan's younger shoppers will simply stop buying, and they'll particularly stop buying big ticket items like automobiles, houses, things like that. In fact, what we might see is people racing to do those purchases now, so we'll get a short-term boom, and then after April, we'll suddenly see a dramatic drop-off in spending. And that's also coming together with Japan is seeing inflation for the first time in many, many years, because the yen is now so weak. So, you know, Japan's consumers could be hit from both sides.
Okay, the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes reporting on a big policy shift in Japan. Thanks so much, Rupert.
Thank you.